Vuatu narrowed his eyes. I see. He thought for a moment, then returned to the comm. Batteries ending in 5 or 0. Maintain fire on Bug 1. All others, return to normal targeting. Leia frowned. That's still 10 batteries. If your brother and husband are aboard that ship, they're either prisoners or stowaways. Vuatu said, if they're prisoners, their best chance of escape lies in disabling the ship. If they're stowaways, we might draw attention to them by stopping the attack. Leia finished. Vuatu nodded. We'll make a fleet admiral of you yet, princess. They returned to the holo display. The tiny triangle of an unidentified vessel was just separating from Bug 1 and starting to accelerate toward the Akbar. Sensors, give me a reading on that right now, Vuatu demanded. What is it, a missile? There was a short pause. Then the image changed to the triangular cylinder of an old Kuat Drive Yards frigate. New contact is confirmed as a Lancer-class frigate, the sensor officer reported. Affiliation unknown. Vuatu frowned, then looked toward Leia. Can your sorcery be of any help, princess? Hoping to sense Luke and Han aboard the frigate, she reached out to the vessel in the Force and found Raynar Thule instead. She immediately tried to break contact, but as she withdrew, he followed, and an enormous murky presence rose inside her mind. Her vision grew dark around the edges, and a dark weight began to press down on her, so heavy and cold and draining that her knees grew weak and buckled. Princess Leia! Vuatu and Grendel stepped to her side, their blaster pistols cocked to smash the first crawling thing they saw. Where did it get you? Leia tried to rise and failed. Not bugs. Frigate. Vuatu frowned. The frigate? He pulled her up. What about it? Leia finally understood why the Killick gunners were such bad shots. They weren't trying to hit the Akbar. Raynar Thule is on board the frigate, Leia said. And I think he's coming to take your ship.